Welcome back. Tonight we begin a program called Pray As You Are. It picks up where Come As You Are ended. Remember how Come As You Are got us to slow down and notice life and people in our lives? Well, Pray As You Are has a similar goal. It also seeks to get us to slow down and notice our lives. But this time, it will help us notice how God speaks to us in our everyday lives. This is what prayer is all about. Noticing God in our everyday experiences of life, and then responding to or answering God. God speaks to us through our lives, even in the pain of our lives that we do not like. After all, if we want to find God in our lives, each of us can only be ourselves.
So what you're telling us is that all we're going to do is pray? Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against prayer. I go to church most of the time, although I wonder what I get out of it sometimes. Reminds me of the old days when they just harped on that stuff. Frankly, I'm not thrilled about sitting around being holy. I enjoyed those last sessions, but I don't know if I want to commit to holding hands and pious things.
I don't even know how I feel about God right now. I'm still angry at him for my niece's death. When I'm mad at someone, the last thing in the world I want is to sit down and talk to them.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is. When growing up, we prayed all the time. It's just something you did, especially when things were hard. And it seemed like things were always hard. God was just someone you talked to, especially when it seemed like no one else understood.
I have to say, I got excited when you said that you were going to pray more. I was wondering when we would get around to that. I am sorry some of us have trouble with that. It is so wonderful to be one with God.
I identify with what Jose said. Prayer for me was just like eating and sleeping. It was a normal part of life. So that doesn't scare me. It might even help me understand some things about God better. But I have to tell you, Marion, don't take this wrong, but what you're saying sounds too much like when I was growing up. The sisters and priests used to talk about how wonderful it was to pray. So we prayed and prayed. And on Sunday, the music was boring, the talks were boring, and every time I tried to say something, I got hit by my parents who told me to be quiet. That kind of prayer was part of the reason I left the church.
It sounds like this might be good for us. Just the mention of prayer generates quite a bit of reaction. I think those who put it together hoped for just what we are doing already. All they ask is that we come with open hearts and see what happens.